This is 89.9 WWNO. Yes, we're headed for another art-filled week. Are you making plans or do you need some ideas? Well, you've come to the right place. Whether you're in the mood for a celebration of the piano, an evening of song with a rising mezzo-soprano, or a heads-up on African-American works coming to the New Orleans Museum of Art. It's all in the mixed media. Come along as we go inside the arts. Hi, I'm your host, Diane Mack. MASNO, the Musical Arts Society of New Orleans, is gearing up for its 36th annual Keyboard Festival and Piano Institute. Former medalists of the New Orleans International Piano Competition, whose stars are rising, are returning for concert performances. MASNO's Executive Director, Kara McCool-Wolf, joins us. Welcome back.
Diane, it's good to be here.
For piano enthusiasts, this is such an exciting event. Who are the returning pianists this year?
Well, we have our 2014 bronze medalist, Kenny Broberg. We will have Zhe Zhang, who won the silver medal last year at our 2016 New Orleans International Piano Competition. And then our 2007 gold medal winner, Konstantin Sukhovetsky.
Tell us a little bit about each artist and how MASNO helped to propel their careers.
Well, Kenny Broberg is a 23-year-old pianist from Minneapolis, and he actually started coming to New Orleans as an institute student. He was a student in our piano institute, and during that time, he won the institute concerto competition, and so as a part of that prize, he came back to New Orleans and performed with the New Orleans Civic Symphony. Kenny was our first institute student to get into the New Orleans International Piano Competition, which was in 2014. And so that was just a lot of fun for us that he was a student and then he came back and he won the bronze in our competition. And then we were excited to invite him back this summer as a guest artist. Meanwhile, he was in the Van Cliburn International Piano Competitions where he won the silver medal. We really had a great time cheering him on. He's been a real example of what we try to do at MASNO in promoting young artists from the time they're students all the way into their careers. Zhe Zhang was a competitor in our competition last year. She's from China. She has studied in this country for most of her graduate work, and she returned this past January where she played in Concerto Showcase with the LPO. She played Prokofiev, and it was quite a thrilling performance. Something really special about that was her first time to perform with orchestra. So MASNO was really proud to be able to offer her that opportunity, and it was fantastic. Konstantin Sukhovetsky won our competition in 2007, and he is originally from Russia but has been in this country for quite a while now. And he's very interesting. He's pursued a career as a musician and also an actor. He's quite a character, and he's put himself on the map as far as his own transcriptions, even composing some works. So we're really excited to be able to welcome him back now 10 years later and have him perform a program of his own transcriptions, which should be a lot of fun for opera lovers since they all center around operatic works.
What can we look forward to?
On Friday, July the 28th, Kenny Broberg will be performing a program of Franck and Bauer's Prelude, Fugue, and Variation, Opus 18, J.S. Bach's Toccata in C minor, Samuel Barber's Piano Sonata, Opus 26, and then he will close his program with Franz Liszt's B minor Sonata. On Saturday, July the 29th, Zhe Zhang will be playing Rachmaninoff's Etudes Tableau, Opus 33. And then for all Beethoven lovers, she will be playing his major work, the Hammerklavier. On Sunday, July the 30th, Konstantin Sukhovetsky is going to present a very interesting program, very different from the other two, actually. It will center around his own transcriptions of Richard Strauss's four last songs, and the rest of his program will feature a collection of his own opera transcriptions, which he will announce from the stage.
Now, also included in the New Orleans Keyboard Festival is the New Orleans Piano Institute. What happens there?
This year, the New Orleans Piano Institute actually features a competition for the Institute students. There are 35 Institute students who have been invited to come and participate from New Orleans and around the country. And they will take lessons and be featured in master classes with our distinguished faculty. And 14 of them will be competing in a solo competition, which will have a semifinal round and a final round. And those will be held on Monday, July the 24th, and Tuesday, July the 25th. In addition, they will have the opportunity to compete in a concerto competition of which the winner will be able to come back and perform with the New Orleans Civic Symphony in the fall. That competition is sponsored by Hall Piano Company and the Steinway Society of New Orleans. And that will be held on Thursday evening, July the 27th.
How does it make you feel to see the fruit of your labor in the return of these past medalists and the younger pianists who are coming up through the New Orleans Piano Institute?
Well, we're obviously very proud of them. And particularly this year is special having Kenny back. He's going to be giving a question and answer session with the Institute students. And I know they'll be thrilled to talk to him about being where they are now. And then as his career has developed, and now here he is, silver medalist of the Van Cliburn. That's really fun to watch them grow and to be able to cheer them on and provide opportunities for them to grow and connect with other artists and to network and to have performance opportunities. So we're just very excited about it.
Are all of the events open to the public?
The New Orleans Piano Institute competition rounds, as well as their student showcase recital, and the master classes are all open to the public and free of charge. And then the three guest artist recitals are ticketed events.
Masno Executive Director Kara McCool-Wolf, it's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks, Diane. Thanks for having me.
The Musical Arts Society of New Orleans, MASNO, kicks off its 36th annual Keyboard Festival and Piano Institute, July 23rd through 30th at Loyola University. More info at MASNO, MASNO.org. You're listening to Inside the Arts on 89.9 WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio. I'm Diane Mack. The nonprofit arts organization Impresario's Choice continues its summer concert series Tuesdays in July at St. Charles Avenue Baptist Church. New Orleans area native daughter, opera singer Rachel Ann Abate, performs next Tuesday. The mezzo-soprano, currently pursuing her Master of Music degree in vocal performance at Rice University in Houston, joins us by phone. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, Diane. How are you?
Good, thank you. Is this an exciting homecoming for you?
This definitely is. I haven't really been able to perform in the New Orleans area in my own concert. This is my first time, actually. Really exciting. I've been away for quite some time doing performances elsewhere.
So tell us about your musical journey. How did it begin?
Music has been a part of my life since I can first remember. My mom used to play these Disney sing-along tapes for us as children, so singing was always a part of my life, and I was told at a very early age that I had perfect pitch. That ended up being a relative pitch, which is very similar, but not quite the same thing. I wish I did have perfect pitch. So then through school, we were allowed to join choir in the third grade, so I was really excited about that. And from then on, my love for music just developed more and more. When I was in middle school, I got into musical theater, and my very first musical was Into the Woods. It was at this community theater in Reserve, Louisiana, and I was in this musical with my sister. She had more of a lead role than me. I was just one of the three little pigs, just an extra. I walked on stage for about 3 seconds, and that's when I knew that I loved being on stage. And in high school, I went to NOCA, the New Orleans Center for the Creative Arts, and I studied musical theater there. I went to college for vocal performance at Louisiana State University, and now I'm at Rice. So here we are.
Yeah. Is Reserve your hometown?
I grew up in Destrehan, Louisiana.
You have a vast repertoire. What accomplishment are you most proud of?
I'm really most proud of my opera performances, because opera, to me, is one of the most difficult art forms out there in entertainment. Right now, I'm actually in Wichita Falls, Texas, singing the role of Ruggiero in Handel's Alcina. And I think I'm probably most proud of this role because it is what's called a pants role. So I am actually playing the part of a man. I've been very proud of the work that I've done inhabiting this character who is the exact opposite of myself.
And how did you go about choosing the repertoire for this concert?
Well, I've never done a concert quite like this before. I've done some academic recitals for my degrees. So I felt with this I could have a bit more fun with my choice of repertoire. And so I decided to do a recital that shows how versatile of a singer I can be.
So tell us, what will you perform?
I am going to perform some arias by Handel and Rossini. I'm also going to include an art song cycle by the American composer Jake Heggie. And I'm going to sing some songs from both classic and contemporary musical theater pieces, such as The King and I, Spamalot, and Thoroughly Modern Millie.
That's quite a range. Can you tell us about the works that you'll be performing by Handel and Rossini?
The first piece that I am going to perform, it's the aria. It's called Sta nell'Ircana, and that is from Elcina, which is the opera that I'm doing right now. And it's such a great aria because it really shows the technique of the voice. You really have to have a very solid technique to sing Handel music, and that's something that I'm still working on. There's a lot of forward coloratura, and it's one of my favorite arias just because it's just so much fun to sing as well. Then I'm going to sing Una Voce Poco Fa, which is from The Barber of Seville by Rossini. It's so much fun because the character of Rosina, she's a very sassy woman, and the aria is about how she's going to do whatever she wants and whatever she can to get the man that she loves. It's a very sassy and fun aria.
How are you hoping to connect with audiences?
I've always considered that acting your songs is just as important, if not more important, than the singing. I think gone is the era of what we call parking and barking, which is just standing there and singing your song. I think that era is kind of gone in all entertainment, as well. And so I think what helps me connect with audiences is that I really do try to really communicate the text to my audiences. And, you know, you really want to include them in the performance. And another good way to do that is through program notes, or if you want to speak to your audience, I think that also helps include them so that there's no real fourth wall. It's like, you know, you're experiencing this with me.
And what would you say is next on your musical horizon?
I'm actually about to embark on my second year in my master's degree. I'm really excited about that. And then after that, this fall and this spring, coming spring, I'm going to be auditioning for young artist programs, which is the next level for me. So I'm hoping that something like that works out.
And let me ask this, how has the connection with Impresario's Choice helped your career?
This concert, I feel like, is going to be a great vehicle for getting my name out there, especially in the New Orleans area there, and get the kind of artist that I am out to the public.
Mezzo-soprano Rachel Ann Abate, thanks.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Impresario's Choice presents opera singer Rachel Ann Abate in its summer concert series Tuesdays in July. She'll perform a wide range of works Tuesday, July 25th at St. Charles Avenue Baptist Church, 7100 St. Charles Avenue, 7 p.m. An artist reception will follow. The event is free and open to the public. The New Orleans Museum of Art, NOMA, is strengthening its collection of African-American art. The museum is acquiring 10 new works by contemporary Southern African-American artists, a gift purchase from the Souls Grown Deep Foundation. NOMA's Susan Taylor, the Montine McDaniel Freeman Director of the New Orleans Museum of Art, is here. Welcome back.
Thank you, Diane. It's great to be here.
What does this acquisition mean for NOMA?
It builds on a considerable strength that the collection has and has had for many years, and it also increases the range of work that will be available to our public. It is the culmination of a very satisfying collaboration between NOMA and the Souls Grown Deep Foundation.
How did the opportunity come about?
The Souls Grown Deep Foundation is the largest collection of works of contemporary African American artists from the southern United States. It was begun by William Arnett, a prescient collector in Atlanta, Georgia, and it encompasses over 1,200 works by more than 160 artists. We have a relationship with them due to an exhibition that we presented at NOMA in 2012 of the work of Thornton Dial. Based on that relationship and a subsequent gift from the Souls Grown Deep Foundation of a work by Thornton Dial, we were able to approach them with this gift purchase opportunity that has also enhanced the collections of other major American museums over the last year and a half.
Why is this important, particularly now, for NOMA?
This is a body of work that represents truly an artistic impulse that has never been fully explored, highlighted, or celebrated. And I believe that NOMA is ideally positioned to do so.
And it's coming at a historic time for the city.
It is. It's an opportunity for us to look at this collection as one of the cornerstone elements of our tricentennial celebration and a way for us to present material that has never been on view and material that has infrequently been on view in an entirely new context. So it's our commitment to looking at this work both in the context of 20th century movements in American art and 21st century responses to issues of topical interest.
So, what works are included in this acquisition?
We have two works by the artist Thornton Dial. One is a work from 2000, and the other is a particularly meaningful work for NOMA, dates from 1987, entitled Slave Ship, and it was featured in the Passionate Visions exhibition that we presented at NOMA in 1993, which was one of the first exhibitions that ever really examined self-taught artists of the American South. And then we have five works by the G's Bend Quilters that will enter the collection. The first time we've ever had the occasion to collect this work, it's a representative example of the range of work styles and forms that were created by this wonderful group of women quilters.
Now, this area, G's Bend, this is Alabama?
Yes.
Tell me more about the area and the women and what we see in these quilts.
Interestingly enough, we selected a range of works that date anywhere from 1928 to 2002. Our goal was to present this material in a historical context, self-reflective historical context, but also to present it in the context of other movements that were considered probably parallel movements at the time in terms of abstraction and color composition. So what you'll see are incredible works by women like Nettie Young and Ella Brendolph, Polly Bennett, which deal with issues and images that both are part of a tradition of quilt making, but also innovative, that interestingly enough reflect other movements at the time that perhaps these women weren't aware of, but are equally resonant for their moment in their area. For example, there's a wonderful quilt by Quinny Petway entitled Bricklayer, which shows the stepping composition like the laying of bricks, which is very much in synchrony with some of the minimalist images that we're familiar with in American art.
Now, Thornton Dial was also an Alabama
yes.
artist.
One who had a long career working in obscurity until Bill Arnett found him and produced an extraordinary body of work, collage, drawings, sculpture, found materials, really an extraordinary body of work that will now come into the public domain. there was a series of works that he executed after Hurricane Katrina, for example, that reflected that moment for the city of detritus and rebuilding and the pain of loss.
Now you have a few more acquisitions. Ronald Lockett, Joe Minter.
Interestingly enough, Joe Minter's work is from 1995 and also entitled Slave Ship, which takes a completely different view of the subject from Thornton Dial's piece from 1987 that I mentioned earlier. Ronald Lockett is a beautiful abstract composition of tin, pencil, and nails on wood. The title of the work is Drought, and that combination of materials and color really evokes that feeling of dryness and lack of access to water. Very abstract, not unlike other abstract artists that are working at the time. And I'm eager to see this work in the context of our other collections and how they speak to one another.
And I believe the final artist is one from Florida.
Mary Proctor is an interesting artist. The title of her work is Freedom of Expression from 1998. It's a wonderful narrative of sorts that really represents a very personal approach to the art and to the work.
When will we get to see the new pieces?
We are working right now towards a tricentennial reveal. We are reinstalling many of our permanent collection galleries with the goal of integrating these works into the permanent collection. So you'll see them in the context of other 20th and 21st century artists. So I would say look for them after the first of the year when they arrive at NOMA.
Well, I can hardly wait. NOMA's Susan Taylor, the Montine McDaniel Freeman Director of the New Orleans Museum of Art. Thanks.
Thank you, Diane.
The New Orleans Museum of Art, NOMA, gives voice to underrepresented contemporary African-American artists from the American South in its latest acquisition of works from the Souls Grown Deep Foundation to be featured in upcoming permanent collection installations. That's our show for this week. Support for Inside the Arts comes from the Hellas Foundation. Our program is a production of WWNO and is archived at WWNO.org. I'll be back with more ideas for your artistic palette next Tuesday at 1 p.m. when we'll go Inside the Arts. I'm Diane Mack.